Welcome in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're back in studio. Last time we were outdoors and it was loud.
We were indoors behind a beautiful glass wall, and it was loud outside.
But it was nice and cool inside. It was very nice and outside. Cool. You are listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here. Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins on a 5-game winning streak, and they're beating teams they're supposed to.
Yeah, I know. I mean, actually putting a plan together and doing what they're supposed to.
Yes, I like it.
To continue.
We have them against the Mariners again tonight, right after the game, and then off day Wednesday. Travel day Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're in Kansas City playing the Royals. I kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday. I was waiting for Scott to get in here because I like talking about these things that are going to happen throughout the rest of the year here when he's here. So we'll talk a little bit about it today, but we have the Hall of Fame game is next week. It's next Thursday.
That's the kickoff to the NFL, dude.
And they have – there is a – email in here from Jake about all the different football coverages and football games that we're going to have on the radio station. It's just, it didn't print out very well on Excel. They're trying to find how to do it better on Excel than they did. What did he say? Excel won't play nice. If there's an Excel whiz in the building, please see me. And I'm like, two whizzes, because I'm a half wizard, but my wife is a real wizard, and it's something with whatever their Excel thing is, so that somebody in-house is going to have to fix it up.
It's a formatting issue because of different versions.
Yeah. Okay. So, but there's a lot of college and NFL football going to be played on this radio station. Scott and I are pretty darn excited about that. So, what else do we have? We have sponsors: Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Heritage Building Maintenance, and 4 Homeless Veterans golf outing this coming Monday. So, got a lot to talk about. So, it's the first time that I've seen you since we were up Friday in Newton.
At the Iowa Speedway in Newton. I have a whole list of questions for you.
That's awesome. Well, I wanted to start with this. You and I drove up there.
Yes.
The ease of getting in that day we went up, Saturday and Sunday was exactly the same.
Really?
It was unbelievable. The only Saturday, I was able to hop back on the interstate like we came in. Sunday, they made everybody go. We got ushered out the back way, and then we just caught 163 and went home. But it was a nice drive.
Oh, they sent you south.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
they sent us south, and then they sent us west.
Yeah, because they. But the way
we could get back on Interstate 80, but we saw what Interstate 80 looked like.
Right,
it was
exactly.
Pretty ugly.
But no, they had it planned out. I mean, they were what, 3 lanes in, 1 lane out, and by the time we were leaving, they were switching cones so that it was 3 lanes out. But that was Friday. Friday was a fourth what you guys saw on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, we went right back out that same way. It wasn't bad at all. Now we stayed later, because it rained on Saturday, so the NXT race that was supposed to be first, they moved that to last. And so we stayed and watched that.
So what? It went concert, then race?
No,
opposed to concert, race, concert?
It went concert, time trial, race, concert, NXT.
Okay, the NXT, which was the Young Guns.
So the NTT they ran at their normal time. And right before Carrie Underwood came on, they ran their time speeds.
Gotcha.
And set the, and it was really cool. And they know what they're doing. They got 3 laps, and their fastest lap was their position in the first race, and their second fastest lap was their lap in, actually they did it the other way. Your first lap was your warm-up lap. Your second lap was your qualifying position for the first race. And your third lap was your qualifying for the race on Sunday.
Wow.
Just boom, boom, boom. You knew the lineups and everything. They're good. And Ann Fishgren runs a tight ship, and it was good. Hy-Vee killed it. I mean, the Newton Club, both days. You walk in and it is just food and booze.
Wow.
And air conditioning.
Oh yeah, it's like it was.
I mean, it was what? It was crazy.
150 feet of 12-foot glass. You could see everything, every corner, every and that that infilled tower for corporate Hy-Vee corporate.
Not bad.
Good heavens, that's impressive.
So hit me up with some. I'm
well. Okay, obviously. My big thing was is yes, you did get to see some good racings, and the fact that, what was it, Josef Newgarden?
Yep.
Won both days.
And wasn't even close.
Right.
I mean, he was
Willpower was there, but in essence,
Willpower,
not even close.
Right. Willpower on timing and getting pole position really, really fast.
Right.
In traffic, nobody was beating this kid.
Right.
Man, he was good.
So the racing, you give it a high mark.
Oh,
the,
yes.
Okay.
A ton of fun. It's difficult, though. It's a 7/8 mile track, and you got guys going to a lot, 200 and some miles
an
hour.
We were trying to figure out, did they say 178? We're like, they can't go 170 on this track, and they were doing 180 high, 190 low.
Right in.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get... You got to start picking your cars out that you want to watch because they're all, it's too fast.
It becomes a blender and you're like, who's passing who, who's in what, who's
and
behind.
I think we had in the first NTT race, we had two cautions. In the second one that was on Sunday, they had four.
Wow.
So,
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
But restarts are pretty cool though. Man, it's so loud.
Right.
It was so much fun.
All right. So. Venue that you got to go to, seeing Anne, who we got to talk to her on Friday. She runs a wonderful circus. And it's like she was saying, you know, she's going to pick up camp. She's heading to, she had Nashville in her future. She has
Indianapolis in her future.
Indianapolis. Yep. I mean, it's a lot of this goes, and it as much as there was a traveling party that came in to Newton at Iowa Speedway, this doesn't stop. Yep. She has this going on.
Sunday night rest day, Monday day start, middle of the day, Tuesday all day, Wednesday just decompressing.
Right.
What was good, what was bad, all that you would expect.
Like you said, the outline and a lot of the things for next year's Iowa Speedway Hy-Vee weekend is already in place.
Oh yeah,
they're going to step it up another notch too.
You saw I tried to post as much social media as I could. One thing that, and it's hard, right? It's in the middle of nowhere. Early in the morning, and when you're getting ready to go home, Wi-Fi was perfect. Mm-hmm. Middle of the day with everybody, it was slow.
Well, it's that we go. I was thinking about this. We go through the same type of things when we're at the Iowa State Fair. You've got so much concentration of trying to use data that bogs it down. Think about what they're going through with RAGBRAI.
Oh yeah,
that's been a problem forever. You would hope to be able to plug in, log in. You know, back in the day, it was where's the AT&T station or whatever, so you could try to get a message back home. But now it's just got to be debilitating to have that much.
No.
All right, so I don't want to leave the Hy-Vee IndyCar weekend yet. But okay, we had many conversations because there was Carrie Underwood.
Yes,
there was
Kenny Chesney,
Zach Brown Band, and Ed Sheeran. And you kind of had a mindset. I cleared the history on my computer, and I think I just offered Air Force Base. I think I just shut them down. But anyway, with that being said, you had a mindset of you were kind of like, well, okay, it's got to be Carrie's the best, or this Ed Sheeran guy's. You really didn't have a one, two, three, four.
I'd never seen any of them in concert.
Okay,
so
where do you go? Where
I'll
start
go,
at four?
I'll go four.
Take me to number one, Steen.
Carrie Underwood, four.
What?
Yep, she was good. When you watch, when you hear the rest, you'll understand. She was really good. Didn't do a lot of movement. Didn't do a lot of things. She was early that Saturday morning.
Right.
Maybe not everybody was into it, but I'd have her four.
So she knew that this was not a full Carrie Underwood production. This was how much? Yeah, I can do a hard 45.
Yep.
In and out.
Yep. She got an hour, and so she got an hour. Kenny Chesney got an hour and a half. Zach Brown Band got an hour, and
Ed Sheeran
got an hour and a half.
Right.
Next up is Kenny Chesney.
He was your number three.
His number three. Really, really good.
Wow.
You could tell who his fans were, and you could tell people like me, kind of the first or second time I've heard him. He was a blast to watch.
Yes.
And
like we said, it's kind of a slash between a kegger and a tailgate.
Exactly.
And
musicians were, not bad. And Carrie Underwood had some, too.
Right.
Moved to Zach Brown Band. That's my number two.
Wow.
And when you're talking musicians, you're talking musicians. They were incredible. He was incredible. I would go see them. I would travel with them and go see them.
Okay.
And I have a feeling now that I seen Zach Brown and I listened to people tell me about Luke Combs. I have a feeling it's just their power that you don't think it's going to happen, and then it happens.
Mm.
But Zach Brown Band was...
Luke Combs reminds me more of when we'd go see Toby Keith early on. It was more of a blue-collar party, if you will.
Zach Brown, man, he's... And man, this fiddle player was unbelievable. And then they're going, and we're going to do Beastie Boys. So they're rapping Beastie Boys. And who's the rapper? The violin player, man. He was amazing. And then Ed Sheeran times 25.
And you put out there on social media, you said, here's Ed Sheeran's setup. And it was a microphone and a loop box.
Sheeran loop box. So this looper that he uses, it's his own looper.
Right, he
sells them all over the place.
Right.
And it was, I'm like, okay, I got nothing. Jen and I are just sitting there. And I'm like, man, I'm going to be down here in this pit for an hour and a half. We were on the stage. I mean, I was leaning on the stage.
That's what you said. First thing, so this, make sure everyone hears. First thing I hear today is, I think I still have Ed Sheeran sweat on me.
Sweat all over.
Wow. You're a fanboy now.
Exactly.
I like it.
And he came out and he goes, he introduced himself, said, thank you. I want to explain some stuff. This is a looper and this is what it does. And he did a couple of guitar strums, hit his foot, and then hit it again, and it started playing the guitar strum. And then he went with his, and then that came on. And then he did a couple of hits on his guitar, and that came on. And then he did one other thing, and he goes, and now we're going to go. And that popped up, and he sang to it.
Everything looped.
For an hour and a half, he did nothing. I mean, didn't stop, didn't do, I mean, he just busted his butt, man. It was amazing.
Cool.
I would have never thought. I'm like, it's one guy. What's he going
to
do?
So, but I mean, it's interesting to hear your voice elevate when you talk about him, because you did go from those were nice performances to this guy is amazingly talented. He performed. I mean, he awed you.
He
awed of what
he
did.
Just the volume that, you know, you started, but when he had his big songs and they were big volume, he could big volume it out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, and he had one other guy on the stage, and he would go over, and he'd bring him a guitar, and then he would go back, and he would tune another one, and he'd bring that one out, and he changed guitars every single one because they did different things.
Right.
It was just crazy. I didn't know that you could perform like that and sound like that.
How was the weather?
Beautiful. It was.
You said you got rain
a little bit
on
of
Saturday?
Rain. Yep, Saturday morning, 45 minutes, just downpour, and then nothing else. It was hot on Sunday, but not bad.
Oh, it did come through. Yeah, it did come
just
through.
Just really quick.
Yep. We were heading north.
Caitlin Clark, I think I sent that on social media. We went up, I don't know if it was
45 line.
Minutes or an hour. I mean, there were 500 people.
Right.
She had...
It looked like it was 80 yards long, the
line. She had 60 minutes. I don't even... She wasn't going to get, you know, and they were trying to hone people, you know, get them through and stuff, but...
Well, and she won't allow that.
No.
If you are going to give an autograph, she will give you the, because a lot of times it's not just the two guys our age going, hey, can I get your autograph, whatever. It's an inspiring story from a 11-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 9-year-old.
So we saw her. She jumped out of mom and dad's car. They were parked right behind us. Jumped in a golf cart with her friends and took off. And mom and dad popped out.
Was her one friend with her?
No. Okay. Not that I saw at that time. And we said, wow. And she goes, yeah, they're going back to see Zach Brown. Zach Brown wants to meet her. I'm like, yeah, I want to go with, I'd be her. I'd be taking off going too.
Awesome.
And so when she came back, that's what somebody said. So,
Zach, you, are you just getting in?
And she goes, no, I just got done meeting Zach Brown. And then she sat down. No, and she signed and talked just like you would think she would have done. Yeah, it was.
Did you say hi to her?
It was cool. I just waved.
Okay.
Yep.
You didn't.
Nope.
The prepared thing we had for it. Hey, it'd be great if you swung by the show since we know you.
Exactly.
But no? No? Okay, fine.
No.
All right.
I need to be less. I know.
A little more out there. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Your personality should be the way you look.
The going down, standing and watching Ed Sheeran, it was way out of my comfort zone. That was way too many people.
Oh, well, we'll get you there.
Wow.
We'll get you there.
And I told Jen, I'm like, man, it felt like I ran a marathon because it did. Oh, goodness.
And all right, so I'm here, and you're giving the entire weekend absolute.
I don't know how it could be any better. I think the only thing that I just wish they had a better way for a not a fan that kind of understands all the stuff, just to keep who's driving who, here's the bad thing.
It was hard to follow the race, is what you're saying?
Yes, because the announcer's trying to tell you who's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Those cars are so loud you can't hear him
right
at any point.
And it's trying to decipher the pole because it's supposed to go through and cycle through on the poles.
But by the time it cycles through, they're already back around again. Right. So it was crazy.
Well, good. Yes. Sounds like a good weekend for you,
Steen. It was definitely that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk. Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3, 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing sports your way every day. Twitter, at 1700, The Champ. At Scott Brower underscore 13, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Twins Mariners again tonight wraps up that series. They move on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday playing the Royals. What else do we got? You got the first read,
first
my friend.
Read. Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines. 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking. Whenever your phone is in your hand, go to nw.bank to take advantage of applying online to various types of loans, from vehicle loans to mortgages. It all starts here. On the website, you can visit the newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can review the Biz Buzz blog for their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All this at nw.bank. Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Okay. Jumping into sports of the here and now, a couple of really big stories out there today.
Where are you going?
I'll hit you with Bronny James first.
Yeah.
Bronny James, stable.
4 on my list.
After cardiac arrest during a scrimmage or practice, had to be something. It was while he was at USC.
Right. And it wasn't just they're putting terminology because they can on an incident. It was full lights, full ambulance. It was go quick, get there, ICU. I mean, it was
defibrillation,
right.
The whole
so
nine yards.
They didn't have to resuscitate him, but it was a major incident.
Right. It wasn't a cardiac issue. It was a cardiac arrest.
Right.
So he was in defib.
Right. Where it's the rhythm,
right?
Instead of bump 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 bump, it was bump bump. You know, I mean, it was out of rhythm, and that is a big problem.
And I mean, that is even though he is a high school kid and he's a freshman at USC, he's LeBron James' son. It's a big deal.
This story has gone so many different ways. When you read about it, okay. Number one, obviously, we have to make sure the kid is okay.
Right,
he's 18 years old. I mean, this is your eyes get as big as saucers. You go, I'm sorry, an 18-year-old athlete who has been brought up through everything, path that he was supposed to. Money's not an option. His father is LeBron James, and he has a cardiac incident.
Yep.
Okay. With that being said, the dream and the end path was here. He's a commit for USC. Obviously, he was hanging out, working out, blah, blah, blah. The idea is for him, he was going to play one just massively wonderful year at USC, and then he was going to go to the NBA, and he was going to play 1 year with his father.
Yep.
Where are you at with that?
Well,
it's done?
Well, it's going to be interesting because here's the sad part about all of this and the country is the first response you get from social media thugs is, oh, he's been doing stuff he shouldn't be doing, and blah, blah, blah.
I didn't either.
My thought process is we all have this in us to have it at any point in time.
Right.
It's your heart. I mean, the most fabulous thing in the world, and this is what my heart doctor said to me. Hey, we're not kidding this time. Treat it like it's a diamond that you can never lose. And I'm like, Okay, I understand now. It has a mind of its own. It's not listening to my mind. Right. It's listening to a mind of its own. We all have that little flap in there that sometimes it can get out of rhythm or it can get stuck. It could do a lot of different things. Right. I think he's probably going to be fine. They're going to have to do things with him differently from now on.
Right.
He's going to have to train differently. He's going to have to do all that until he can get an all clear. And I don't know if you ever get an all clear. I mean, Lynn Bias was one of the healthiest people in the world, had the same thing. It just happened to be in 1984. Actually, it was 1986, and we didn't have, everybody wasn't walking around, and if you're in a room of 30 people, maybe one person knew how to do it. Now you have 12 people that know how to do it.
Is this one of those scenarios where it's a pacemaker incident?
It might be just
it won't get back into rhythm?
Because of his athletic, I'm thinking an 18-year-old that's played as much basketball as he has, his heart rate has to be nothing. Right. I mean, I get these on my phone at night. I must be sleeping really well. Last night I got one and it said, your heart rate fell below 40 beats per minute for 10 minutes last night from 458 to 508. And I'm like, wow, I must've been having a really good sleep.
Good Lord. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good job out of you.
So that
mine's not doing that right now. I got down to a 56 or whatever and felt pretty good about myself.
Yeah. His planning and everything working out, it's going to be a process now. It's not just going to be, hey, I'm brawny, I'm really good. Everybody knows I'm really good. Now I'm brawny, I'm really good. And I have a heart condition. Because once it happens once, you always have a heart condition.
Well, see, and that's my theory. I mean, it's the struggle for him to get to the elite place he needs to be able to have this dream of playing with he and his father. I don't think anybody should care about that right now. Is this kid?
Yeah, this one would be healthy.
Right. Okay. Think about what we heard about when Fred Hoiberg had to have a pacemaker for Pete's sakes. You know, it was something that needed to be done.
Yep. And the same thing. He just, his little clicker inside of him.
Right.
Didn't click right all the time.
Right.
So they had to make sure so they put something in there and made sure that it opened and shut like it was supposed to.
I'm hoping the best for the family that it is a position of such that, okay, everything else is backburnered. Let's get him healthy so we can have a wonderful, healthy, long life. And then if basketball is still a part of it at a high level, we're going to let the experts tell us that. So, I mean, it just was a scary thing. My first thing when I saw and read it, I thought, okay, they're embellishing on the word cardiac arrest so that I click on this because he's Bronny James. He's an 18-year-old this. And then it was like, oh, this one is serious.
Yep. It's much better. Second is Jim Harbaugh. That was my second. What was Jim Harbaugh in trouble with the NCAA because of recruiting violations during COVID?
What was the violation, Dane?
You know what?
Say it out loud. He bought a kid a hamburger.
Right.
But it was a violation in a time where now we can buy them a castle and say that they work for us, right? Through NIL. But he bought a hamburger on the wrong time, blah, blah, blah. Somebody found a receipt. So he is.
And he told him, they said he was dishonest. And he said, listen, I have recruiting things all the time. He never said anything and he doesn't agree with it.
So he's suspended for 4 games.
Right. Now
let's rattle off a few of those names of those
It was pretty. That's the funny part, right? So it's East, and this is Michigan in a nutshell. ISU can't do this. Iowa doesn't even do this. They have East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green, and Rutgers. All four games are at home.
Yeah,
it's not a punny. He's no money taken away. No nothing. And probably the one thing it's going to do is tick them off, and they're probably going to be better. All the rest of the country is probably going, yeah, can we just let this go?
Right, exactly.
They don't need, you know, the extra, but it is a big deal.
Didn't falsify records. Didn't do anything with, but again.
All the things that are going on, and right. You're busting him, where you had guys that were paying millions of dollars, and they're giving them like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Sean Miller, and it's his third offense, but it's Jim Harbaugh, and Jim Harbaugh doesn't say nice things about the NCAA. I'm like, heaven forbid I ever had somebody that I was with that I got in a violation thing because the NCAA can't like me very much either.
I'm sure there's a file on you.
I mean, it has to be because they should be null and void.
Yeah, if you could stick to Mondays and Fridays and do that opposed to when I'm around, that'd be great.
It is always the opinion of this radio station and Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott that we hate the NCAA.
Really?
Now you're in there with me.
No. Now you get to hit the one button that says, I have an opinion. I love my opinion. And no. I can put an asterisk next to my name. Thank you very much.
So, I mean, that was my two big. What do you got that you?
Those are actually two pretty big ones as well too. But I did like to the verbiage that John Lynch used about Brock Purdy.
Yes,
that he is. I love when they don't say released from medical. It was cleared from medical issues, and he will not be put on the PUP list. And it took me a minute to go PUP. I know this, but it's physically unable to perform. And so he will not be on that list. They're going down that path, and it's I hope that we didn't have this unicorn on a rainbow with a leprechaun on back scenario that we're never going to see it again. I hope Brock just steps right back into the role and does what he does.
And he is Kyle Shanahan's. I mean, if he was a couple inches taller, he would be Kyle Shanahan's dream.
Yes.
And I think you saw that last year, what he was capable of doing. And he got hurt in that championship game because they were down two offensive linemen. I mean, if you protect him, I think he's going to be fine.
Well, but
if I'm Trey Lance, I'm not digging that he's okay now,
right?
Because he costs more money than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold would probably be great for Brock Purdy. Trey Lance, I just have this feeling he's going to be playing football somewhere else.
I think they want, okay, you're medically cleared, and so we're going to get Brock Purdy going and see what he does through camp, and if he is what they, yep, it's the same guy, he's good, we're good, how much? How much can we get out of Trey Lance?
Yep, that's exactly what they're going to do. So, yeah, it's good for, and it's not like, it's one of the things too. If this would have been Aaron Rodgers or if this would have been Lamar Jackson or somebody, they'd have been watching to see if they went in and did their rehab. Nobody even knew where Brock Purdy. They didn't even have a clue where Brock Purdy lives, did his rehab or anything. And he just comes back in. He goes, hey, hi, Brock Purdy. Well, who? No, Brock Purdy. Really? No.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm back. And he goes in and he's like, hey, can you, my locker's locked. What did you lock my... Who are you?
Yeah,
Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me get that for you, Mr.
Purdy.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
But no, we are getting closer. I haven't seen anything on Hard Knocks. We talked about it with that the format had been changed. It's not going to be as in-depth as we've seen before. I still I haven't jumped out there to go find it, watch it. But I am getting closer and closer intrigued with the whole Marcus Mariota, Kirk Cousins, and Patrick Mahomes, and that's on Netflix.
That's on Netflix.
To look behind the quarterback. I mean, the people have – it sounds like they have more respect for Kirk Cousins than what people have alluded to. It sounds like it's a pretty
– I think they thought he was
pretty good. Right.
And he's not.
Yes.
That's actually who he is.
Right.
He's the aw shucks guy. Yeah, I mean, that – that's who he is. And I don't think Marcus Mariota could have came out looking any better.
Right.
I mean, people forget that, you know, he came into the league. I mean, he had a great career in college, and he had a good career in the NFL. It just, he, another one of those guys, he got hurt and it took away some of his arm strength. And then he had to think his way through football, and it's hard for GMs and coaches to get over that stuff. But it's going to be interesting. And it's interesting with that, Scott, because the most important thing in the NFL is your quarterback. And there's only 16 teams that have one, and 16 teams that are going, man, we're still out here hoping that we have the right one. But you have 16 that think that they have the right one. And those are the 16 that are going to be talked about, and the other 16 aren't. So,
well, here's always an interesting question that I give to you. Again, this pops up every year. Colin Kaepernick is out there with his performance video of he's still got it. He's getting CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Waddle. They're all talking about his workouts. He's still got a rocket arm, all these different things. He's 35.
Yep.
Okay. You're looking at me like, you're not going to sugarcoat it. He is not going to get a chance to play in the NFL again.
You got it. I mean, it's no different than, help me out with the cup. It's Jason Aldean now. It was Morgan. Is it Morgan
Wallen?
Wallen before, yes. And he's in the same. If you're going to be out there and you're going to say stuff, you're going to have to learn that until certain people want to forgive you, you can get canceled. I mean, you really can.
Right.
Now, a lot of times it backfires and then they become more popular, but this is the NFL, and it is it used to be, we say it's a $1 billion organization. It is almost a $1 trillion organization.
I was gonna say, yeah.
You can't.
One team is 8 billion.
Trust me, there's a lot of people in the NFL that would back Colin Kaepernick in a second, but it's not worth, to them, it's not worth losing millions of dollars. And I don't know if I think that's good or bad. I probably think it's bad, because you should be able to do what you want to do as long as you're not hurting someone.
Right.
But in this country, the way it is, and it doesn't matter if you're of one persuasion or another, it doesn't matter. You're going to irritate somebody. I mean, that's how divided we are and divisive the country is. There's consequences. There's not consequences from keeping it to yourself. There just really isn't. Unless the consequences of keeping it to yourself means you're not doing what you want to do.
Right.
And then you have to reconcile that. He's too old now. And the really one thing about it, the problem that he had before was he was athletic and get around, and he had a strong arm, and none of those are the same now. I don't care. Right. He's still 38.
We're going to talk about NFL running backs, and hey, Ragbri's coming to town.
There you go. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, 101.3. And Scott, you're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower _ 13, and at Happy Hour _SS, Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. Minnesota Twins and the Mariners again tonight, off on Wednesday, travel day on Thursday, Twins Royals Saturday and Sunday. Lots of football coming up in the next 6 months. That's pretty exciting. You jumping down a little lower there, buddy?
My feet were dangling. I'm sorry.
There you go. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Check out woodmancontrols.com to learn more about an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. What you got?
Well, it is the third segment of the hour, and we usually dabble a little potpourri.
Yes.
Sister station of ours, KGGO, correct?
Yes.
Cumulus has the Bob and Tom Show.
Yes.
And I don't know how often you listen to the Bob and Tom Show, but there was a group of just phenomenal characters. There was Donnie Baker. Donnie Baker was very rural in the way his humor was. He said things like, swear to God, state law, things like that. You want to buy my boat? blah, blah. There was Kenny Tarmack, who was the guy who's always traveling, you know, and call you shooter and captain. Always, he was a salesman.
Yep.
And then Floyd the trucker. What was it? Yes, he had some very, he would take embellishments on phrases and things like that. So it was risque, but all those characters were done by comedian Ron Sexton, and just complete surprise. Sounds like over the weekend, passed away.
That's
so
sad.
It was, but he was a crucial, been with him for 20 years, Bob and Tom show. Loved the hilarity of what they did, but his characters were pretty tight, and he was pretty awesome. It's, to his family and to the Bob and Tom team.
The listeners. Yeah,
the listeners. He's going to be missed. Donnie Baker was an icon. I will say that.
Yep. And got a lot of love and a lot of write-up. I mean, people realized how big of a deal he was in radio, which is cool.
Right. And it's one of those deals. It's after the fact that you dive into it and realize how much and how talented. I thought it was just the Donnie Baker character. I didn't realize they're all. I mean, this is like one of the guys that, you know, you don't realize this one guy does 21 voices on The Simpsons. You know, this guy was, I mean, had been with them for a very long time. So to Ron Sexton and his family, our hearts go out to you.
Yep. I saw this today. I wanted to read this today. A crocodile farm owner launched a bold proposal. And it said, whoever dares to jump in and swim to shore and survive, I'll give you $1 million. It said, no one dared to move. Suddenly, a man jumped into the water and desperately swam and made it to the shore while being chased by all the crocodiles. The owner announced, we have a brave winner. After the man collected his reward, he and his wife returned to the hotel. Upon arrival, the manager told him that he had been very brave to jump, which to the man reminded, I didn't jump. Someone pushed me. His wife smiled. Moral, behind every successful man, there's a woman who pushes him.
That's good. That is good.
I thought that was really interesting.
All right. We're going to go well over this segment if we're going to dive into this.
Yep.
So the Ragbri Circus is in Ames tonight.
Yep.
And they will be...
Ragbri riders love the bridge. The bridge.
The mile-long bridge.
Paul Feinbaum isn't much in favor of Ames or the bridge, but...
Oh, I thought you meant the Polk City Bridge. I'm like, they're not going over the Polk City Bridge.
No,
but anyway,
about the Ames Bridge.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we don't care what Paul Feinbaum says. So there you go.
I'm not a fan because we're... What did he say? Kindergarten, yeah, any team in the ACC would be towards the kindergarten of what Iowa State. Okay, whatever.
Yep.
Have your little SEC bias
Love
or however
fest.
You want to say it. Okay. So, bunch of people up in Ames on bikes today. Tomorrow is 54.5 miles from Ames down to Des Moines. I cannot express enough, being that our business is pretty much at Grays Lake. They're shutting a block north of us is where they're shutting off MLK/Floor.
You're going to have people sleeping in your parking lot.
There's going to be, yes, there's going to be, because I had heard in essence north of, it could be 100,000 people. It's not going to be 100,000 people, but they are saying it should be a world record day, but they're saying north of 60,000 people.
Yes.
So trying to put that into perspective, we see 100,000 people at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
Yes.
And you've got that into your mindset of that many people camping, doing all these different things, parking, blah, all these different. Okay. Now you've got, there's going to be 60,000 people. Not all of them, remember, are actual Ragbri certified people. So you don't actually get all of the amenities of Ragbri.
Right.
So some people, it may be your last day. So you're going to stop in Waukee. You're not going to make it down, or you're going to go downtown. I mean, if you think you're going to go to Francie's tomorrow at 3 o'clock and sit at the bar, ain't going to happen.
You're not going to be able any bar.
There will be bicycles
20
by
miles.
Yeah, the airport Johnny's will have bicycles in front of it. So looking at it, they've got the amphitheater outside. Obviously, is where the concert's going to be. Leonard Skinner.
See, we have a Schaffner steam block phobia of Leonard Skinner. Bad things happen to people when they hear Leonard Skinner for the first time, or it could be the last time.
Okay, then I will not see you at that concert tomorrow. Well, we are walking distance from home, so I don't know if we're going to go or not. But they've
I
got,
bet you can hear it.
they've got it set up from the amphitheater on floor all the way down to almost the Isaac Walton League backside of where like the Raccoon River Little League is back in there.
Right.
That's RV tent. There's gonna be a little city. It is going to be. That's okay. You know where the Isaac Walton League is on, was it George Flagg Parkway?
Yes.
The Southside Bicycle, Jethro's.
Jethro's
is right across from that. Whole buddy, is that going to be jumping?
Oh, I don't even know how you prepare for it. I told you, 30 years ago, or a little more than that, we did in Indianola. I mean, a whole town,
right.
And we had no idea in the world how to prepare for it, and it was awesome. But man, you're talking Des Moines. That's
well. And here's the thing: is as you look at they're leaving Ames. Ames coming on the southwest side, they'll go through Slater, they go west out of Slater to Madrid. Coming out of Madrid, they'll come south on 17, they'll angle back through Polk City, then you go Ankeny, and then they are pretty much straight shotting at Ankeny, Des Moines, down 69.
Yep, shutting it down.
Good Lord.
Shutting it down.
Be patient, be tolerant, and if you know you don't need to go near it, don't go near it.
Don't go near it. And for all of you out there,
ain't gonna end well.
And I'm one of those that I have never done, one thing I've never done, ride my bike and have drinks. I just ride my bike and then I go drink. I've never done that. I had stuff happen to a couple of my buddies, so I just never do that. People just need to be careful. That many people.
It's well, and now we're throwing in something that we didn't even realize 2 weeks ago. Now we've got dangerous weather.
Well, yeah.
Dangerous. Extremely. Not severity, but for heat.
Right.
So it's being smart of if you do have, like I saw you on social media with Maddie Nelson, keep the ratio, three beers, one big
wine.
Old water.
One big water.
Yeah, exactly. It should be 1-1.
And if it's, I was thinking if you were drinking Busch Light, if he's drinking
craft beer,
the craft beer, it's one beer, two water.
Right. Yeah. What was the Ames tap water?
It was the darker beer.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
But anyway, it's going to be unbelievable. I've seen some overhead footage of where you could. I mean, for 5 miles, you'll see the rolling hills, and you just see a constant stream. There will be a because you're not supposed to leave until 6 a.m. unless you have lights on your bike, and then they let you because you can't get up before sunset. If you've got lights on your bike.
They were out today at 4.
Because you could get on your bike, get there. You could be sitting from Ames to Des Moines. You could be down here by 9.
Yep.
And that's not Tour de France speed. That's at a pretty good clip because you don't, I mean, you've got a set out, path to get down here. But what do you do once you get down here? It's going to be 100 degrees. The air conditioned spots are going to be taken. So you've got to figure out where you're going to go to get set up. It's going to be stifling.
Somebody said to me today, there's going to be a breeze. Not if it's 110. There is no breeze.
There's also fans at a smelting factory. There are talking thunderstorms, a possibility of thunderstorms.
For tonight and during the morning time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that'll make it nice and wet. And then when the heat really gets there, it'll be just
bacon.
Lord. But I've done the... I mean, I'm hearing all the stories. It makes me reminisce. I know it's been decades since I've done it, and I'm in no shape whatsoever, equipment or physically, to go get on Ragbri. But I've done the, you dip your back wheel in the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, in the Missouri, and I've dunked my front wheel in the Missouri. Mississippi. I think I went the other way. I went east to west.
I went backwards.
Backwards. But anyway, it was, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a lot of people. It is. It's going to change.
Pretty much working from home tomorrow. So that's kind of be a cool thing. So you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Second hour coming up. Scott and I'll be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Started the second hour of this Tuesday already. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at @ScottBrower_13, @ Steen on Sports, @ Happy Hour_SS, and @ 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, at the website 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins baseball again tonight. We got the Mariners. 5-game winning streak for those Twins. They need to keep doing what they're doing and see how it goes. You got the next read, bub.
Heritage Building Maintenance. Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality health-centric business maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense. I say that every single time. First line of defense and proper health care. Be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology. Provide peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services for their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Perfect. Okay, so still have a lot of stuff going on out there in the sports world. One of the things that I got to do yesterday, but I didn't do all of it because I wanted to celebrate that day with you as well. It was National Tequila Day yesterday.
You didn't pronounce it correctly. It's tequila.
Tequila.
There is good ones. I've learned there is a difference.
Yes, there is.
The one that's $4.99 with a plastic sombrero, not so good.
Not so good. Probably Sammy Hagar and Guy Fieri's, probably pretty
was
good.
Was it Santo?
Yep.
Or Santo, yeah.
Santo. But it was a, which crew are you going out with on National Tequila Day? And I wanted to get your pick. So the first one was Travis Kelce, Bert Kreischer, who's like a billionaire guy.
He's right. What do they call him? He's a comedian.
Uh-huh.
He's the one with the big belly. Does his routine.
No, that's right.
They call him the baby. Was it the baby whale or baby swallow? Yeah. I don't know. He is hilarious.
And Margot Robbie.
Really Barbie. Cute. Barbie.
Yep. Kevin Durant, DJ Khaled, and Bradley Cooper. That's the one I picked yesterday. I think that would be fun. Kevin Durant wouldn't be fun, but DJ Khaled would.
Okay.
And Bradley Cooper. J.R. Smith, Bad Bunny, and Sidney Sweeney. I know who J.R. Smith is. I didn't know who the other two were. Gronk, Gigi Hadid, and Ryan Gosling. That'd be kind of cool. I love Ryan.
Okay.
So he's Ken.
Yes.
That's not what I would remember him for. He's got some.
See, great... I remember him from The Notebook, but I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, so. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I went there. Continue. What else?
Stone Cold, Pitbull, and Jennifer Lawrence. Man. And Michael Jordan.
Wait a minute. So... Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
J-Lo, Pitbull.
No. Yeah. Not now. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
J-Lo.
Not J-Lo. Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, they're okay.
That's not bad.
I've got my leader now.
Michael Jordan, Sofia Vergara.
We have a winner.
And Brody Jenner. Brody Jenner doesn't belong in that group. But
you gotta
have somebody.
You gotta
be a hanger on.
Bad, so.
Right. But I'm not a tequila guy either.
If it's like I said, I'm not going to rush out and do tequila shots and lick the salt and squeeze the lime and this like I used to. But I've learned there's ways to tequila and club soda with a lime on rocks is you can start, opposed to just trying to get drunk quick as people seem to do in their early 20s. There is some amazing tasting stuff out there. And there is something to be said for, if you spend a little money and get the right stuff, it doesn't make your eyes bleed.
I have been enjoying one bourbon a night, pretty much.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer?
Nope, just one bourbon. Not, I love that. George Thorogood.
There you go.
God bless his soul. Yeah. I think he's still alive, though, so not. I have no idea.
I don't think he is.
I don't know.
No, I'm getting my Eddie Money's gone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Same.
Same, same.
No, but,
so where are you going then? If I'm going with Jordan and Sofia Guerrera.
Yesterday I went with Kevin Durant and DJ Khaled and Bradley Cooper, but I think I might go Gronk, Gigi Hadid, and Ryan Gosling. I think that'd be cool too.
Stone Cold would be a fun memory, dude.
Would be a memory. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. We have the first $300 million man in the NBA, and if you would have told me 4 years ago this would be the person, I'd have went. If you'd have told me 6 weeks ago this would be the person.
You know how many times today I heard that on sports talk radio shows? Really?
Who had him?
Really?
I mean, it was just Jaylen Brown's. Yeah, it was just Jaylen Brown's time, and I get that. You know, and talking yesterday, Mbappe getting $775 million. Plus, to sign him, you have to pay him $775 million and pay his club $235 million. But, yeah, Jason Tatum's up next year. I've always said I thought Jason Tatum was a better player. But, you know, the next big one that's out there is Giannis. I mean, that's going to be a contract. Giannis, Jason Tatum, and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are both going to be extension eligible next offseason, but their contracts are going to be years-wise smaller. They may get more than $60 million a year. I'm not so sure that Tyrese Halliburton isn't a better player than Jaylen Brown. But it's just Jaylen Brown's time.
So what throws you off? Was it the fact that the Celtics were able to do the deal for him, or the fact that Jaylen Brown got the deal?
He's not even close. I mean, Jason Tatum is the better player. Now, I don't know if everybody agrees with me. I'm not even sure my Andrew agrees with me. I don't know what your guys at work think, that, you know, your son and
my nephews
but he disappeared last year. I'm not paying somebody $60 million a year who didn't step up and he didn't really like Marcus Smart, so they got rid of Marcus Smart. I would have got rid of Jaylen Brown and kept Marcus Smart, but hey, I'm not running an NBA team anytime soon. So, but Giannis is a big one.
So the headline reads on this, and it's interesting because now we've got, because Jaylen Brown lands a historic contract with Celtics, surpasses previous NBA deal record set by Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
Right? So obviously Jokic isn't here. He's dealing with his horses back home. But when he does come back, he's going to say, we need to fix that, right?
You know, I don't know. He is up. He's eligible as a 10-year veteran in 2 years. But I don't think – they said he could be the NBA's first $400 million contract, but I doubt if he does that with the Nuggets, I bet he gives them a deal. I mean, there are certain players that are going to do that.
$304 million supermax contract extension to keep him with the Boston franchise.
Yep. So you know darn well you got to pay Jason Tatum,
right,
$10 million more a year.
Right.
So he's going to be 70. It's
yeah. I was.
They're not hurting for money.
That's the
problem. But then you go to the number one watched sporting, which is NFL football. It's not even close.
Right.
It's not even close on betting. It's not, I mean, all of it.
Right.
And we kind of talked about this leading up to this, leading into this break here, that
running backs,
you know, and here's the crazy thing. What is one of the reasons why the NFL is so big and so popular? Betting.
Fantasy football.
Right. And what's the most important position in fantasy football, points-wise, if you have a really good running back?
You do, because you can get receiving and rushing
and
yards.
Rushing and,
yeah, right.
And touchdowns. So, right. I mean, it's a huge deal. But it's not a huge deal in the NFL hierarchy, because even though they're really funny things, so they used to be one of the highest paid. Now they're one of the lowest paid. The only person that makes less money than a running back is the punter.
Actually, in some instances, the punter was making more money than the running back.
Is, you know, usage, because they get...
Not to say that's negative, because, I mean, that is crucial. That is ball position and crucial as a punter.
I mean, who's going to be at photo day for the Iowa Hawkeyes? It's going to be their punter.
Well, yeah.
There you go. I wish we'd had a punter a couple of years
ago. Matt Hawk, who was with the Dolphins, was with the Bills. He was a former Dowling guy. Was Arizona State.
Yeah.
Dude.
Making bank being a punter. I get it. But it is, at some point in time, the Players Association is going to have to go, okay, guys.
Okay, yes.
Because I think it's collusion. You don't think it's collusion.
Well, no, here's... things have changed when it comes to NFL running backs, because we were talking about this today. You had special,
right?
Because we were trying to say, all right, who was a special running back that actually was on a successful team and did it? And Maggie and Perloff right before us were actually talking about Emmitt Smith.
Right.
Okay. He was a freak. Think about
it. And he was the reason the Dallas Cowboys won all those Super Bowls.
Exactly. How long he played and how long he was relevant.
Yep.
Right?
Thurman Thomas was that as well.
Are you reading my list? That's Thurman Thomas.
Yeah.
See Barry Sanders, as they talked about. Barry Sanders was relevant to Barry and...
And relevant to Detroit.
And get you to watch Detroit, but he never couldn't get him to over the humps to get the wins. So with that being said, having a discussion at work because, you know, NFL's getting closer. So my 49ers buddy at work, we were talking about it, and he said they just don't last. They're not going to pay him. They're going to get their 2 years, 2.5 years, pay him for what they did to get that one contract, but they're not long-term anymore.
No.
Because they are disposable because they break down after 4 years.
And the biggest problem that running backs have in the NFL is the last few years, the best teams in the league, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Cincinnati, none of them have one that they're paying high dollars to. No. I mean, it's some of the lowest paid.
Well, look how dominant Derrick Henry was.
Yeah.
And how much money he made for. Right.
And what
for,
do I tell you all the
Tannenbaum,
time?
Tannehill.
Tannehill. And what do I tell you all the time? The reason that Tennessee's never going to win is because of Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. It doesn't win football games.
But he was
in the NFL.
Great for fantasy.
Exactly.
Derrick Henry was.
Yes.
But look, last year, again, older, beat up, asking too much. I mean, he wasn't that untouchable as he was the year before that.
Right. Who was the number one pick in fantasy draft last year? Jonathan Taylor from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
And he got hurt.
Right.
Because I had that pick. I took him, and he got hurt.
I had him the year before, which was wonderful for me.
And that's what happens.
Right.
Or you try to figure out on a week-to-week basis who Kansas City starting in their backfield, McKinnon, Pontero. It's not Pontero, but Pachero.
Yeah.
And you try to pick that guy on that weekend on who they're playing to see what happens.
Well, but, and it's they spend so much less money by having a let's just pull and drop him into the position because we have a superstar that has mobility in Patrick Mahomes. We have a relief valve that everybody knows, which is Kelce. We can have interchangeable receivers because of so it's just a position player to go out and block.
I'll take Travis Kelce. I won one league last year, didn't do so well in the other one. And here's a rule, and this is going to be a rule from now on. If you are going to be in a fantasy football league and it's a family one, it's a work one, it's any of those, there is no such thing as letting the football league pick your picks for you. That ruins the fun of having a bunch of people that don't know what they're talking about and then say, oh, see, I beat you this week. Well, yes, you didn't pick your team.
I was going to say, we do the snake draft, and you were auto-drafting. Yeah, you did get the next best guy.
Auto-drafting is not available.
Yeah,
you have to pick.
Well, I went after some who I thought were going to be I thought Gesicki was going to have a better year, and he did. But you have
tight end is the new position.
Okay, but yes, here's the deal: you have to, if you are high on a tight end, take a step back, figure out who he's throwing to. All right, who's throwing to him?
Right,
because he can have some great things, and it just you know, Gesicki was getting thrown to by Tua. Tua got hurt, and then it was inconsistent, and he was, you know, it wasn't part of the new scheme with Jacoby Brissett.
And all those good quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes looks for Kelce. Lamar Jackson has Mark Andrews. I mean, you can go up and down the George Kittle for Brock Purdy. I mean, it's a huge outlet to have for, you know, for your quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts had Goddard. I mean, it's just somebody that they're looking for. Tua can actually see him. Even after getting hit a couple of times, he could see him because he's tall.
Right. We'll see. We'll see. They're rebuilding your Ravens, and I don't think it's going to be a good thing for you.
Yeah,
so.
Probably not.
So,
but it can't be any worse.
Said the name out loud earlier today, the New York Jets, who are the Hard Knocks. I've already started seeing the whether it's because of Hard Knocks, and they're like, we don't want you here, but dad says I have to play with you type of thing, you know, the mother company. I'm already starting to see headlines. Can the Jets make it up to, or can the Jets live up to the hype?
Yeah. I think they can. I think they had the best defense. They were playing okay, and then Breece Hall got hurt. And when Breece Hall went down, that's when they had their 5-6-game losing streak, because it was one-dimensional because they didn't have him.
Who is going to have a better year between the Iowa State boys, Breece Hall or Allen Lazard? Who's going to be the bigger star on that Jets team?
I think it's going to be Breece Hall if I have to take one of those two guys, because Garrett Wilson's going to Aaron Rodgers hasn't had that since Davante Adams. And him and Davante Adams did some amazing things. Garrett Wilson's a stud.
So you're saying Lazard is going to be his number two, even though there's history and
there's no Garrett Wilson's okay. Just too good.
Okay.
But I think Allen's going to have, you know what? He's going to have a really good year. He's going to have a really good career, and they paid him. That's all he cared about.
$44 million, 4 years.
Yep. He got paid. It's all guaranteed. He's good to go. And he has to be really honest, he has to thank Aaron Rodgers, and I think he does. Right. And then Aaron Rodgers takes him everywhere with him.
Well, and I think there was so much time that people are like, Aaron doesn't even like him. He just he dropped that one ball in it. And Aaron's going to glare at you.
Yeah.
But he also knows, okay, you need to catch the next one.
Yeah. And I'm telling you now, in coolness scale, Allen Lazard is way cooler than Aaron Rodgers is. Allen Lazard's got some coolness to him.
Well, he's got some swagger to him.
You know,
yeah.
He does have some swagger to him. He's a good kid. I like him a lot.
All right.
We got about 20 seconds.
All right. So we should probably talk about, what is it, Big Ten Media Days coming up.
Yeah.
We have to talk a little bit about Northwestern.
Yeah.
In regards to the Media Day.
Right. Who goes? Who goes for Northwestern to Media Day?
But with fun things, we still get to talk a little NFL. I want to talk about Nick Bosa. And we also get to talk about Lee Corso.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
I'm interested. You've piqued my interest. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back in just a second. Lee Corso, is he still alive? Find out.
What?
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, @SteenOnSports, @1700TheChamp, and @HappyHour_SS. Minnesota Twins, Seattle Mariners finish off tonight. Off day Wednesday, travel day Thursday, or that might be the opposite. Travel day Wednesday, off game Thursday, whichever one you want to do. Twins Royals then coming up on Saturday, Sunday. So a lot of Twins baseball. 5-game win streak. They're up by 5 games as well. So that's very, very good. Once again, this segment is going to be brought to you by 4 Homeless Veterans Legacy Golf Club Golf Outing. It's their 5th annual 4 Homeless Veterans Golf Outing. Central Iowa Shelter and Services is hosting. They're benefiting the homeless U.S. veterans that are staying with them in the emergency shelter. It's on Monday, July 31st at Legacy Golf Club in Norwalk for a round of 18 holes in support of homeless veterans. By participating in this event, you are supporting a mission to provide homeless veterans an opportunity to grow and rebuild. The funds raised help to maintain all 150 beds at the emergency shelter and provide street outreach and cook 600 nutritious meals each day. For many of our veterans, these services are the first steps towards stability. $600 for a team of 4, $250 if you want to sponsor a whole total package, $800 that'll save you $50 that hopefully you'll donate as well. Register individually or as a team today at centraliowashelter.org/events/4, F-O-R-E, and .html. Once again, Monday, July 31st, Legacy Golf Club in Norwalk. It's worth just going to play Legacy. Great golf course. Not an easy golf course.
No,
it helps when you're playing four-man best ball.
It's a good scramble course, yes.
It is. That is true. Okay, so...
going Nick Bosa first.
Nick Bosa.
He's holding out.
Yep. Yeah.
So the look you just gave me, you're not surprised.
No. Him, Chris, the Kansas City Chief guy, doing the same thing. He's holding out. They're big. Chris Jones, he's holding out as well. Probably the two the AFC defensive end player of the year, Nick Bosa, the NFC defensive player of the year.
So terminology being used by George Lynch is we're having really good communication with Brian Arault, who is Bosa's agent. We're working diligently to come to an agreement. So even in interviews, as you read it, it's positive. It's not that he is. It's not the Saquon.
No.
The way things were being looked at. This is taking a little longer to get what we need here, but they are going to come to a conclusion.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And listen, Chris
and this
Jones
happens every year.
Yep. Chris Jones and Bosa, they don't want to be out in 100 degree. They're defensive linemen. It's not the same thing, man. Offensive linemen need to click with the quarterback. They need to be able to do all that. Defensive linemen stare at the center, and as soon as the ball is hiked, they rush the passer. Right. That's what they do. Right. They don't need to be at these things. Most defenses don't need to be at these things. So
so we had talked. Okay. So I just, that was my question to you, is does it feel that it's malicious on his part, or it's just things didn't quite hit the timeline, plus he didn't need to be there?
Right. So it's more of that. Right. Yeah, he just doesn't want to be at camp. I mean, it'd be the same thing if you had – I mean, quarterbacks don't have to hold out because they pay him whatever they want,
right,
the majority of them. But if you're going to quarterbacks, you need some. You know, that was Aaron Rodgers' thing last year that people got upset with him, is, you know, he doesn't like – two-a-days, and he doesn't like all that.
Right, exactly.
But he's not complaining about this year because he has a new team and it's new weapons, and he wants to look better. And the sad part is that he had a couple of really good Romeo Dobbs, Christian Watson, going to be really good wide receivers in the league, but he didn't work with them. And then when, you know, they didn't understand him, he got ticked off, and it ruined a season for Green Bay that they're never going to get back. So, right. You know, And I don't think it's a bad thing. If Jordy Love is 50% of Aaron Rodgers, I think they'll have a better record than what they had last year. Now, I think losing Alan Lazard is a bigger deal than losing Aaron Rodgers, who wasn't happy there.
Right.
So,
there's something to be said for turmoil.
Yeah.
There always seemed to be turmoil.
Yeah, and now, if there wasn't, he started it, so there was turmoil. Right. So people wouldn't blame him.
I think, I do agree. I think the Packers are going to be better than what we think.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with that.
All right. So, in the position of host of College Game Day, Reese Davis will be back.
Yes.
With analysis from Kirk Herbstreit, Desmond Howard, Pat McAfee.
Yep. Awesome.
Football Insider, Pete Thamel.
Right, who took over for the people that got let go.
Right. And then you've got, Jen Latta and Jess Sims, also as featured reporters.
Yep.
But the first part of this article is the man with the mascot heads, Lee Corso, will be back for day one of game day as well. Mm. So you grumble and you roll your head that it's they should move on. They are going to let this guy go as long as he physically wants to.
And that's the at some point in time, somebody has to come in and go, it's not fair to the guy. The guy is held in such high regard. That's my issue.
You know, the other side of the coin, you know who is doing this because he still wants to be there and he will never tell him no, is Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah.
He will cover him. He will hold him. He will.
No, I know.
Get him through this because they've been through so much together.
And I'm quite sure that Lee Corso's wife is not extremely excited that he goes and does that, and the stress and everything it puts on him. Listen, he's the reason all those guys make all their money.
Right.
There is no doubt about that, but everybody has that. You know, here's another one, and I think he's even bigger than Lee Corso, and that's Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw is getting to a point where you can tell that he got hit a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, his.
But he's not Lee Corso 87.
No, but I mean, he's never going to make it. I mean, he's going to get to a point where, and I think Terry Bradshaw is the best that's ever done any of it. I don't care if it's studio. I don't care if it was play-by-play.
It is
I think
good.
He was the best of all time.
He plays the aw shucks so good about it.
But he knows.
Part of that is an act.
Right. That aw shucks part is just in case he does say something that was wrong. He can go, oh, shucks, it's just me. Yeah. But it really ticks him off.
Bradshaw, Terry.
Yeah, ticks him off if he gets something wrong. But I always thought he was the best at what he did. And I think it's
Howie's not horrible, dude.
No, going it's group. Going down. I think Jimmy Johnson's going. It's quickly fading. I mean, a lot of those guys, and it's who the issue is does anybody really care? Are you really listening to these guys anymore? There is so much on. I'm flipping so much, or I've got multiple TVs on, so I might be listening to music and watching six games and not listening to anything and just watching the games.
Well, and I don't make an effort to do it. Everybody talks about it. Monday Night Football. I still want the color guy. I want the stat guy. I want the sideline reporter. That's the way since I was a child that I've watched football, that's the way I'm expecting it. That's why I do it. Now I've got, again, my boys and nephews and their friends. They talk about the Manning pod or the Manning cast.
Right. That's what they and that is fun to watch.
Well,
and for Peyton's a lot. Peyton is a lot like, you just said his name. He's coming to ESPN to do Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee.
Peyton Manning's a lot like Pat McAfee.
Mm.
He gets to choose what he wants to do, and somebody would just write him a blank check.
Right.
ESPN wrote Pat McAfee a blank check.
Well, it wasn't blank. It had $85 million attached to it. Yeah.
Peyton Manning's is bigger than that, and it's never been discussed what he's getting paid. And I don't even think Eli knows, because I guarantee Eli's not getting paid what Peyton's getting paid. There are certain people.
I don't think Eli cares, honestly.
I know he doesn't. He's just like, oh, shucks, I got a couple of Super Bowls, and I got paid a lot of money.
Ole Miss, you betcha.
You know, Lee Corso was a niche, and he was important to the program, but he wasn't the reason the program was good. That's the sad part, is when it's going to start happening to the Jimmy Johnsons and the Terry Bradshaws and the Howie Long's not going to do it. I just think he doesn't want to travel anymore. He's got all that land out in Utah or South Dakota.
Exactly.
I just stay here. I'm happy. You know, it gets a point. It'd be a lot when you got to travel. You got to sit in those production meetings. I hate meetings.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. If I had the money, I'd send you postcards, dude. I mean, this is a fun deal, but yeah.
Yeah. Somebody asked me today. At my real job, we have a whole bunch of new people, and she goes, what do you talk about? And I go, man, you would be surprised at this time of year what we talk about. Now, when football starts, we're going, oh, my God, it's commercial already. But
exactly.
In the middle of the summer, we're like, is this glass red or is it rosé?
So are you going to see Barbie or Oppenheimer? What do you get exactly?
That's a good question. Let's answer that question. Are you going to go see either one of them in a theater?
In the theater. I would say there is a good chance I would see one of them in the theater.
See, I would see Oppenheimer because of the music based coming through it as well.
Right.
I Ryan Gosling.
So
who's,
spoiled.
Who's Barbie?
You just said her name, Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie, yep.
She was in the DC movie.
She was in with Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh,
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
But she's in Suicide Squad. She was the...
Yes.
I know. She was the Joker, Harley Quinn.
Yes.
That was her. And she did a very good role.
She did a very good job at that.
She actually did one show that she was Tonya Harding.
Wow.
Google that one.
Yeah.
She does pretty well in that.
One I saw, and I'm trying to remember, and this is when I need Uncle A. I think the last movie that I went and seen in the movie theater was the second Top Gun, but I might have seen one since then.
Mm.
I don't know if I have.
I remember the last movie I saw. I think I said the phrase, "What do you mean half the movie's in color?" It's been a long time since I've been in the theater.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was Rob Zombie's Halloween.
And
maybe?
See, to be really honest, I get it, and it was really cool to see Maverick in the theater. If nobody was home at Nana's and I could use my equipment, it wouldn't be any different than me sitting in that movie theater.
I know.
So that's kind of the cool thing. Our technology is so much better now than what it used to be.
Exactly. No. I'm probably not going to do the Barbenheimer where I see them both on the same day.
No.
But
and there's people that have done that. And it was really funny. So my boys are huge. I mean, they go at like 11 o'clock. I mean, if I went to 11 o'clock movie, I would wake up at 6 o'clock the next day because I'd be out cold. I can't stay up that late.
Well, it's
but they wouldn't seen. I think they've already seen both.
Okay,
well, which I is mean, crazy.
They, it's remember all of them have actual jobs.
Well, they
so
do.
Maybe they shouldn't go to 11 o'clock movies
exactly
and get to work on time. So yes. The youngest did reach out and say hi to me today.
Did he?
Because running into our friend of the show, Melissa Merfield.
Ah.
He said, hey, I got your business card. I said, I know where you got my business card. So put it in your file.
Put it in the file. Leave me alone. No. We had to get those guys in. We need to get them through RAGBRAI to get them in because they got a bunch of stuff that they're getting ready to. They got a lot to talk about.
Who's that?
At Broadlands.
Oh, yes.
Broadlands Medical Center.
Yes.
So Melissa
and her,
Nate and
her staff.
Yeah, her staff, which is she's trying to hire like a crazy gal. And it's not easy trying to hire nowadays.
Yes. Yep. So today is, let me look back on this. You said it earlier. So it is the 25th of July. Next Thursday, or is it next Wednesday, is the Hall of Fame game for the NFL. That's the official start to the NFL.
It is next Thursday.
The 3rd, August 3rd. So
yep.
We're
40. We're less than 40. I thought it was 49 over the weekend, so we're in the 40 range.
Dude, we're a week away from legitimate NFL talk because we will see, yes,
oh, yeah.
It's going to be preseason, but now the talk begins.
Absolutely. And it is going to be I think this is going to be a big season, and not for the reasons that I've had before. I think there's 7 teams that have a shot. I don't think I could go further than
and the,
7.
And the 7, 6 of them AFC one of them NFC
yes.
is what you're thinking.
Maybe you know,
two.
I give
5
two.
And 2. 5 and 2.
Philadelphia, Dallas. No, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and then 5 other teams from the AFC. Or would you say someone besides Philadelphia and San Francisco?
No, I
can't either. I mean, they're just.
I can't. No.
Now San Francisco needs Joey Bosa. If they don't have Joey or
Nick Bosa, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, those two teams. I think the AFC is wide open. When we start taking this, just to throw one of these out, we got like 30 seconds. Teams that I don't think are going to play well this year. I do not think Buffalo is a good team. I think they have a lot of holes, and I think you're going to start seeing a lot of holes.
I feel because of what we've seen, I'm not a Josh Allen fan. I think that's peaked.
I think teams can make him make mistakes.
Right.
And I don't think you can do that with Joe Burrow, and I don't think you can do that with Patrick Mahomes. And I can't even say I think you can make Lamar Jackson make mistakes unless.
I think Miami and New York are going to fight for second, and I think the Patriots and the Bills are going to fight for third.
Yeah, and you got to hope, and you got to hope to get a season, at least 3/4 of a season.
Well, I know I got to hope to get a healthy Tua.
Yeah, I mean there is not a team more dependent on their quarterback play than your squad, because even last year, I mean, Baltimore and Miami both made playoffs and didn't have their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So, but they need them this year because
AFC,
AFC's a gauntlet.
Yep.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Last segment. Be right back. Welcome back in. Where'd the time go, buddy?
Flies by.
Wow. Last segment on this Tuesday, July 25th. We're almost into August. Man, then you talk fair. Then you talk high school football, college football, NFL football.
Oh, that's what we were talking
football.
About that on the way back from Waverly this weekend.
Woo.
We're going because it goes, we do RAGBRAI, we do, next thing you know, it's Iowa State Fair, next thing you know, it's Labor Day, and that is the end. Pools are closed. It's fall.
Fall.
Let's go.
Boom. That's the best time of year. I love it, love it, love it, love it. My favorite time to play golf as well. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. As always, you can check us out on Twitter, at @ScottBrower_13, at @SteenOnSports, at @1700TheChamp, and at @HappyHour_SSTwins. Mariners tonight off on Wednesday, Thursday, Twins, Royals, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Big time games. Games they need to keep winning with the competition that's there. As always, I want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Four Homeless Veterans Golf Outing at Legacy Golf Club, sponsored by Central Iowa Shelter and Services. Okay.
You want to hear something that you're just going to love that's coming?
Love it.
Did you just come across your phone, too?
No.
It says, PASS Act aims to protect athletes and integrity of college sports. For the second time in the past week, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators
proposed a
federal law that would regulate how college athletes will be allowed to make their money and reshape the health care they are guaranteed to receive from schools.
Employees. Yeah, that's the difference. That's the one that everybody's scared of.
Yeah.
And it should
be. You get hurt at work, you get workman's comp.
Yep. That's the sticking point. And that's the sticking point of all those dollars they're sticking in their pockets. And none of these kids have been getting a dime for all. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be, and we're going to start this now. This is going to be retroactive, that if somebody's out there and they're not being taken care of, they're going to get taken care of, or they're not going to make money. Someone's going to put a stop to them. That's the only thing the federal government can do is muck it up and make it so it's not fun anymore. And if they let them do it, that's what's going to happen.
I know. It's going to get interpretive. It's going to get.
Once again, this has been my thing all along. These conferences need to get together. They need to meet. The Power Fives decide how they want to divvy everybody up that's going to be in the Power Fives, and the next letter they write is a letter to the NCAA saying, we are no longer a part of your organization in Power Five sports, which is wrestling, men's and women's basketball, softball, baseball, and
football.
And we're going to go out on our own, and we're going to set it up, and we're going to take care of these kids. They're going to take care of us. We're still going to make a ton of money. You take everybody else, and you put them in the divisions you want them to do, and it'll be better for them, too, because there'll be more money there for them. But we're going to take this on our own, because I don't want the federal government telling me what to do, because they have no idea how to do anything, and see if that works. Now, you have to get those guys to get together and agree to that, which is going to be difficult, too, because they might have a couple of egos there. So we'll see what happens.
That won't end well.
Okay, Jeff Lowe. He is a pretty well-known movie guy.
Okay, listening?
Yep. And he had his 100 Club, movies that he 100% loved. Think it's the best thing that he's ever seen. And it's quite a few, and I just wanted your take on some. And one of them is Oppenheimer, and so I have one of those, right? I have Andrew. Andrew is my movie guy, and he watches everything.
Right.
I mean, he watches really movies that I don't understand, but I watch, and I go, man, that was actually enjoyable.
Right.
He said the same thing about Oppenheimer. He said it was really, really well done, artistically, cinematically, and acted. Just said there were some people that had smaller parts that were just
pivotal.
Freakish.
I've heard comments from Robert Downey Jr. saying this is the best movie he's ever been a part of, and it wasn't oh, this is a really cool movie. It was the acting, the presentation, right, the directing, the
who would have thought that? Less than zero to he's one of the greatest actors of all time now.
Yes.
That's a pretty big jump there.
What was it? Wasn't he the friend in the movie with Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School, where he dives, and he had his eyes sunk into his head. He was so doped up. But anyway, yes, so he has come a long
next
ways.
Next one for him was Empire Strikes Back. I think that's my favorite Star Wars movie, if you wanted to put that cinematically and everything. I don't know. It's still a Star Wars movie. Goodfellas, I don't disagree with.
Out of this world.
Seven Samurai. I've heard of it, never seen it. Older movie. I don't know that one.
Is that the one with Tom Cruise in it?
That was The Last Samurai.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Return of the King. Not sure what that is. I don't know if that was a Jerry Lewis movie or if it was. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Godfather.
Yeah.
Get that. Singing in the Rain. If Singing in the Rain was on one of the channels I was flipping through in black and white, I would watch it. I love that movie.
Okay.
Blade Runner. The original Blade Runner.
One with Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Deep.
It'll make you think.
Back to the Future, I think, is an all-time great, because it was out of bounds.
It was, and it's actually, if you look at the writing, the layers of, I'm like, to me, it's a precursor because it was so intertwined for them to be able to do a three movie series and call back so many things. That type of movie led into the people who figured out how to actually do movies about the Marvel Universe, how right. everything is intertwined.
Exactly.
But I mean,
but they did it way early.
Yeah. 35 years ago, wasn't it? I mean, it was.
And I've watched the series. I don't know if it was on Apple. I don't know if it was on Netflix or if it was on Amazon, but the Michael J. Fox series with what he's going through right now.
It's Parkinson's, yes.
Wow. And that's devastating to watch.
But he's
working.
He's working.
He's still working,
he's
man.
Doing,
he
he's
is.
Doing his deal.
Next one is Toy Story. How can you not say that Toy Story was a changing thing for Disney? Yeah.
But Toy Story 2, I don't. I'll tear up now.
Willy Wonka. That was one of those movies,
the
right?
original one?
The original one.
With Gene Wilder. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
All the President's Men. Great movie.
Great movie.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yep.
Robert Redford. And this one, I don't know, but I mean, it was a good movie, but a lot of people don't like it because it was about Facebook. But Social Network, the movie Social Network, if you watch the acting and all the stuff, I thought it was cinematically, I thought it was a really good movie. If you were a Facebook fan or not a Facebook fan, but a lot of good acting in that movie. But
that's an interesting,
It's an interesting list of 100. I don't, you know, and
100% would watch, yeah.
Right. Now, I have movies that I watch over and over and over again, and I have a few of them, and I mean, just some. I bet you I've seen Martian with Matt Damon 1,000 times.
That was very well done.
It was a feel-good movie that wasn't a feel-good movie that turned into a feel-good movie.
Right, it made you uncomfortable, but it was very,
I mean,
Matt Damon does wonderful.
Yeah, that was one of those movies. I mean, I have a few of those.
The garage area of our camper, we have a TV, and we moved the couches out of the way, put them up in the ceiling, and then took two recliners, outside recliners, and had a couple of glass of wine and watched Guardians of the Galaxy 3 Sunday night.
Did you like it?
It was phenomenal.
I did. It made me cry. I told the boys I didn't like it, and then I watched it again, and then I got what I was watching. And I got the family dynamic, the love dynamic.
Careful. You got to say spoiler on that.
But
they did put a bow on it and wrap it up nicely.
Right. And that was the thing. It wasn't like the other two. They did exactly what you just said.
And here's the same thing that is always when you see any of those, now to see all three of them, my wife looked at me and said, we are buying the soundtrack to all three of those movies.
That's
over
unbelievable.
The top. Yeah.
So the other one I watch all the time, and my boys just rip me for this. I watch Burnt. All the time.
Oh, that's the cook.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
That's another one of those movies that if I see it and it's on,
it's
I
good,
watch it.
But it's also you get uncomfortable.
You get very uncomfortable. And I think that's what makes a good movie. But Barbie, I don't know if I'm
the satire in the movie it's supposed to be. It's not like you're going to a Barbie. I mean, they make fun of themselves
I think that is well worth that. Once again, just to throw some of this out, Brock Purdy pretty much got a go that he's full go.
He is clear.
He is clear to go.
You can't say released because people don't like that.
Former Cyclone, Iuma Uwazurki, 1 year betting. That makes you really wonder if that has to do with what's going on up there right now. If somebody was that into betting, and I don't know. But a year, he was betting on football games. They only gave him a year. I thought that was extremely strange. So here's the last one we got. I got 30 seconds. Who is going to be the next to win a major? Xander Schauffele, Cantlay, Finau, Hovland, Fleetwood, or Zalatoris?
Finau.
I think Finau might win one too. I agree with you. I would have said that or Cantlay just because of the way he plays.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not in a hurry.
Good to be back and see you.
It is good to be back and seeing you as well. We will be back in here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about RagBri tomorrow.
I'll see if I can get through RagBri again here. But
it's going to be exciting. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We're bringing your sports your way every day. Scott and I appreciate you coming in. We will see you tomorrow.